I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's getting more dangerous by the day for ships carrying oil, cars, clothing, and other products to make their way through the Red Sea. Now the U.S. is overseeing formation of a new naval task force. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has the details.
Even as this effort was announced, Yemen's Iranian-backed rebels said they would press on with their attacks in the Red Sea and could launch one every 12 hours. The group has stepped up its drone and missile attacks since Israel's war with Hamas began. The U.S. and its allies hope to provide protection for transiting ships, but many shipping companies are already ordering their ships to hold in place or change course.
In Tel Aviv, sirens blared, warning of incoming Hamas rockets from Gaza. At the same time, Israeli troops launched more deadly strikes in Gaza and raided the last working hospital in Gaza City. James Denislow is with Save the Children.
Aid distribution, we shouldn't just think about border crossings. We shouldn't just think about trucks going in. We need to think about the ceasefire that allows us to operate. We need to think about whether aid is getting to all parts of the Gaza Strip, particularly in the north.
Migrants' rights groups began planning legal challenges as soon as Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law allowing police to arrest anyone trying to cross the border without proper documentation. Adriana Pinon with the Texas ACLU says the new rules
fuels racial profiling and harassment and gives state officials the unconstitutional ability to deport people without any due process.
Google users could be in for some money. Parent Alphabet has agreed to pay $700 million to resolve claims by a group of states. The company operated its app store, Google Play, as an illegal monopoly and stifled competition. $630 million of that money will go to a fund to benefit consumers. Spectacular volcanic eruption in Iceland.
A long ribbon of livid, vivid orange light snaking through the landscape, sending plumes of smoke into the night sky. For this tourist,
this is like something from a movie.
This local tour guide agrees, but fears for homes in the path of the lava flow.
It's still amazing to see, but that's kind of a bittersweet feeling.
No ash plume from this eruption. Aviation is not expected to be affected. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Sad news about a Grammy-winning musician.
Every night in my dreams.
A year after she announced she'd been diagnosed with the rare neurological disorder stiff person syndrome, her sister says Celine Dion has lost control over her muscles. The 55-year-old singer had said she'd hoped to return to stage one day. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
At Lowe's, save big when you buy in bulk. Get 10% off select OSB sheathing when you buy 68 or more. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at Lowe's.com/credit for details.
Pluto TV is your home for the holidays. Enjoy Christmas classics like Scrooged with Bill Murray or Last Holiday with Queen Latifah, all for free. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Don't let a cold, sinus infections, or allergies ruin your holidays. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood plans to resume abortions in Sheboygan before the end of the year. Abortions resumed in Madison and Milwaukee in September. Sheboygan County DA Joel Ermansky says he won't prosecute anyone performing abortions in Sheboygan, but he does plan to appeal. A shared revenue reboot, the Brewers Stadium bill, and revamped alcohol regulations topped the list of bipartisan achievements for the Wisconsin legislature this year. Former Senate Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
It is hard being members of the minority party, but at the same time, we've been able to be really relevant and involved in conversations that have bettered the people of Wisconsin.
Agard speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Area police are looking for a man considered armed and dangerous. The Stevens Point Police Department is asking for help locating Douglas L. Bredlow. There's an active warrant for his arrest for charges of stalking, use of a dangerous weapon, intimidation, and domestic abuse-related disorderly conduct. Douglas has dark hair and gauged ears. Pictures show he usually has facial hair and his right arm has a tattooed sleeve. Douglas's charges relate to recent incidents and there have been no threats made to the general public. If you have information on his whereabouts, call the Portage County Communications Center. The World Junior B Curling Championships in Finland are complete. The Wausau men's team placed second, losing to Canada 4-7. Denmark placed third and New Zealand fourth after the finals. Canada had a great showing at the championships, with the women's team placing second to China's first place win. Germany took third place and Turkey fourth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have with us our good friend, Mr. Paul Trauman from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How you been, Paul? How you doing?
We're doing all right here. How about you guys?
Doing good over here. Not
doing
bad.
Good.
Pretty
sunrise this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to take a picture of it. It is just beautiful the way it was coming up over the lake there. It was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely had some pretty nice mornings lately.
Paul, what has Mother Nature got in store for the rest of the day?
Yeah. Yeah. Still looking at kind of a breaks of sun, some clouds out there for us here on our Tuesday. Temperatures continue to back up to about 33. With a south-southwest wind 10 to 15. Quiet rolling into midweek here with mid-20s tonight. Partly cloudy skies and then partly sunny on Wednesday, 37. More clouds move in Wednesday night, 25. Cloudy but quiet Thursday, highs at 39. Maybe an isolated shower early Thursday night, then down to about 30. And isolated shower chance, maybe a sprinkle Friday. Cloudy and 40, still warm and still rather cloudy for the weekend. 43 Saturday. And then Sunday's highs at 47. At this point, it looks like more rain shower chances build into the area as we get more towards Sunday night into Monday. Some shower chances with highs still from the upper 40s Sunday to about mid-40s on Christmas Day here looking at.
I'm dreaming of a rainy Christmas.
And brown.
That's right.
Doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound right. Well, but we'll make it work. We'll make it work. Can you make a rain snowman? Can you make a rainy man? Can you? No, it can't. Doesn't work. But we'll figure it out.
I see him make plenty of cotton men or styrofoam men on some of the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Nice. Cotton men.
Way to go. Way to be, Paul. Nice job. We appreciate you, sir. You have a great one. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good to you guys, too.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate our friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good to talk to Paul always.
Absolutely.
Listen, I got some fun stuff lined up for you this morning. We're going to get into America's favorite Christmas cookie. We've got that mammoth poll for you. We'll get into that.
Nice.
That is coming up for you in a little bit. Also got to talk about the easiest way to find cheap flights anywhere.
That important one this time of year.
For you. Got some leftover kind of Christmas stats for people that I want to get to. We have some time. And things people are tired of rebuying.
Socks and underwear. Could you fix that one for me?
That should be on the list. If it's not, it should definitely be on the list. all of that coming up for you. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off talking with Vice President of FRM, Friends of Rapids Music. Bill Luce is going to join us.
Cool.
Looking forward to talking to Bill. We'll talk a little FRM, Friends of Rapids Music. Talk about all the kind of things that are going on with them and any chance to talk with those guys. You know we love to.
Oh, yeah.
Famously, for a long time around here, we had FRM Fridays, thanks to our friend Connie. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to talking to Bill. It's going to be good.
Oh, it'll be good. Love to hear from our local musicians.
After that, we are going to get into the five rudest things you can do at a holiday party.
Oh, good. I need to know this.
I am taking notes. I am. We are definitely going to have some
fun.
We
want to be the ones not invited back.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's a great way to make sure that you have your holidays free.
Right. See, we're helping you.
It's so bad. But I want to start off with another good story of the day. Firefighters in Wisconsin came to the rescue of a deer stranded on the ice covering the St. Louis River.
Oh, no.
The Superior Fire Department said Platoon 3 crews responded to a report of a stranded deer on the river and donned their protective ice rescue suits. The rescuers used an inflatable rescue craft to safely traverse the ice to reach the deer and bring it back to shore. The deer was not seriously injured and was released safe into the wild moments later.
Oh, good.
After being checked out and everything. Certainly like to take any opportunity we can to shout out our firefighters, wherever you are. We appreciate all of you. But I came across this story this morning, and I saw the headline, Firefighters Rescue Deer from Frozen River in Wisconsin. And I caught myself, because if it wasn't for it being in Wisconsin, I don't know if I would have led our show with it. Not because it's not one of the more amazing things and brave things that we hear, but because it's kind of been normalized in some ways. Like every winter we hear stories like this of a dog, a deer, or some animal being stuck on the ice, and either it's citizens or it's firefighters or somebody going out there and rescuing these animals. And it's gotten so much to a point where I feel like in some ways as a society we've kind of normalized it a bit. That there's nothing normal about this. It's amazing.
No.
It's an active
ice rescue. Imagine that. It's scary. You break through. Yes, they have some protective equipment that only protects you for so long.
There is a little pond over at our old stomping grounds here on the east side of Rapids that I used to live by, and my friend Craig and I used to go hang out on, and especially in the winter when it was frozen over. One time we went out there and there was a trap out there. We went there to look at it and everything, because it was weird. There was never traps out there or anything. We'll go out there to look at it. We got, I swear on my name, this happened. We got out to about the middle of the ice and started hearing noise.
Crackle.
In Craig's eyes, I'd never seen eyes get bigger. They're like cartoon characters. and as his eyes got big, I'm starting to turn around and start making my way to the shore. As we were running, we could feel the ice breaking under our feet. It was intense. It was awesome. It was awesome in the sense that we made it.
You survived.
Yeah. I wouldn't be saying that if otherwise, obviously.
Obviously not. But, you wouldn't be here.
just even a little tiny feeling of that compared to what these fear. Incredible human beings do. It's just awesome. It's really incredible and very impressive. I don't ever want us to normalize this.
No. And obviously, not to pick on you for what you did. That was the wrong thing to do.
It was such the wrong thing to do. It was so wrong. It was
Spread out. Lay on the ice. Lay flat. Cover as much surface as possible. And inchworm your way to the shore.
Yep. The do not do what the city boy did and just immediately
run.
Which is usually, in my defense as city kids, that's usually the answer to everything.
That's usually the right answer.
It's usually
I'm not picking on your poor city self.
But no, it's a strong point to make, especially if we're talking about this and somebody happens to find themselves in that situation. Glad you mentioned that. I do want to mention this as well, because a Virginia woman stopped on her way home from work to buy some donuts for her kids, and she ended up winning over $100,000 lottery prize.
Oh, nice.
Mary Hargis of Lynchburg told Virginia lottery officials she was on her way home from working the late shift when she decided to just, she's been working a lot, hasn't gotten to be around her kids as much, so she wanted to do something sweet for them and nice. And so she stopped at Timberlake Road to get some treats for her kids and decided, I'm here. Why not just, go ahead and try? And I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. Quote, it feels unreal. I never in a million years thought that today I would be cashing in a winning lottery ticket. Hager said her winnings will go towards buying a new car and taking care of her family. And I imagine she's going to get to spend a lot more time with those kids.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a beautiful story of a single mom working her tail off, doing something nice for her kids and being rewarded, I think, by karma. I think maybe just in general, maybe she's a good person and something like this happened. But again, and you're going to see a theme here. I don't want us to normalize this. Donuts are amazing. Look at what leads. Look at what donuts do. Look, people. Always stop for donuts.
Only at a place that sells lottery tickets, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Watch Dunkin' Donuts start getting it.
Lottery tickets.
Get your tickets here and your donuts.
We'll try anything. We will take a quick break right there. We're going to go ahead and come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a little bit later, we're going to get into a couple fun topics. We've got things people are tired of rebuying. And a little later in the 9 o'clock hour, the five rude things you can do at a holiday party. Those are, listener encouraged calls. We want you to call up during those segments and everything. So,
what have people done at your parties that you consider rude?
Yeah. We're also going to get into our favorite Christmas cookies. So you go ahead and feel free to join the conversation then, too. We will take a break, come back, and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Dive into the festive spirit with Quality Foods Holiday Seafood Sale, where ocean and holiday delights meet. Elevate your holiday feast with the finest seafood. Succulent shrimp starting at $8.49 a pound. Lobster tails starting at $6.99 each. And don't forget the decadent king crab legs. Quality Foods Seafood Sale has it all. Don't miss out on these treasures from the ocean and celebrate with a bounty from the sea. Drop by the Quality Foods locations of Wisconsin Rapids to reel in the savings. More details at QualityFoodsWisRapids.com.
Partly cloudy and just a little breezy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 20, gusting to 25 at times. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 22 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy, 38 by Thursday. Mostly cloudy, 39 with some rain Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You heard Weird Al. It's time to do some celebrating. Let's get into some fun with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open 6 days a week. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Don't bother Wednesdays. Not for now.
Just for a couple more weeks.
Yep. Head on over to Misty's and enjoy yourself, treat yourself, and say a good morning to the gang over there. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want you to encourage you to get them to us. We want you to celebrate with us. So you can go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can do it that way. You can go ahead and send us emails, info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And encourage you, of course, to call up on the show here, 424-2600. Yes.
Can call right up and wish your special someone a happy birthday. I have two today, James, to add to the list. Well, not to add to the list, but to mention. It is would be my mom's birthday today. And then, surprisingly enough, arbitrarily chosen by the shelter, it's Kevin the cat's birthday.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Oh.
Yes. Yep. So he is two today.
Hey, happy birthday, Kevin. Happy birthday. Happy second birthday to Kevin. I'm going to send you some catnip just to drive your mother crazy.
He doesn't like catnip. Well, he doesn't like catnip.
He hasn't had the catnip I find. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, Kevin, we're getting some special catnip coming in.
I'm sorry. That is beautiful, Melissa.
It's just kind of funny that it worked out that way.
Right. That's beautiful. And thank you for sharing that. I really do appreciate both of those. She's sharing both of those. That's great. It's a great start to our birthday list. We got another honorable mention we want to get in here, that a person that can't win, but we appreciate, love, and care very much about around here. Wendy Barnett. Wendy is Tim the Polka Guy's lady. You maybe heard her on the show a couple of times. Wendy has got one of the quickest wits you will ever come across. That woman is hilarious. Nice. Gosh, she's funny.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Sweetheart of a person. Wendy, enjoy your day. Hope it's a really good one for you. Say hi to Tim for us.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check the check out the Sunrise Polka Show, Sunshine Polka Show.
Get your morning shows confused, James.
every Saturday at 7, it's right here for you at WFHR, mainstay here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
We got a
greatest polka show ever.
It really is. We got two other birthdays for you. We can of actual people that can qualify. So, Melissa, I need a one or a two from you.
Let's go with one today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. First up, happy birthday to Toby Johnson.
Happy birthday, Toby.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier, Kaylin McKee.
Happy birthday, Kaylin.
Hope it is a good day for you, Kaylin. Enjoy your day. And again, keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
Yes, we do.
Take a quick look at some celebrity birthdays here in no particular order. Actress Jennifer Beals is 60 today.
Ooh. Was that the Ally McBeal actress?
I didn't see Ally McBeal very much, so I'm not sure. But I know she won a Golden Globe for Flashdance. That's really where she got her big break, was the movie Flashdance.
Okay.
Christy Swanson is 53.
Christy Swanson. Another who is that?
Strong actress. Another good actor. Here's one you might remember. Alyssa Milano is 51 today.
Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano. She was in she was a big.
I like her a lot.
A big supporter.
She was in Charmed.
That's it. Yeah. I forget. She was a child actor, too. I think she was on Who's the Boss, I think.
Yep. She was on Who's the Boss. She was in Commando.
Oh, that 80s Fear. Knowledge is strong. She's also released some albums, I guess. I didn't know she was a musician as well. One of my favorite actors of all time, one of the best actors in the game today. If we had an Olympics for acting, this man would represent America, I think. Jake Gyllenhaal is 43 today.
Yes.
Incredible actor. He did this movie, Nightcrawler. Does this movie Nightcrawler? It's kind of an independent movie, low budget, not a lot press or pop, pop and circumstance to it or anything. It is one of the most disturbing performances you will ever see. And he doesn't really do anything. He doesn't really do anything. He doesn't really hurt anybody. He doesn't blink in the movie. I've watched it twice, and I counted just for the heck of it. I think maybe once or twice he blinks in the whole movie. It's these little things that actors think of that stand out that another performer wouldn't think of. Jake Gyllenhaal is known for this. He's done this on many, many, many occasions. A fantastic actor.
So he also played in Donnie Darko. Haven't I heard you guys making fun of that movie?
I love that movie. No, definitely really? Not made fun of it. I love that movie. That's one of my favorite, independent, cult classic movies. Bubble Boy now. Bubble Boy, maybe we made fun of. That is his first role. And that's actually a sneaky good movie. Really? Nobody wants to admit it. I'll admit it. It's a sneaky good movie. It's not bad. I'm not saying it should have won awards or anything like that.
Well, but neither should have The Day After Tomorrow.
Right, yeah. Which he was all right. He was also good at. I've never seen him do
that. His performance was good.
Yeah, that movie, though. Yeah, that movie.
Recently, he's been in The Covenant.
Yes, yeah.
Guy Ritchie's The Covenant.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good. He's darn good. He's a great one. There was a movie he did where he played a police officer a couple of years back that was one of the best performances I've ever seen of somebody playing a police officer. It's really good.
He's been in quite a few, that Jarhead, Demolition, Brothers.
Yeah, he's got a number of those roles. I hadn't thought about it before, but yeah, he has played quite Prisoners. A few of those roles. Would have been celebrating a birthday today, Mean Gene Okerlund, one of the greatest announcers in human history. Mean Gene was the announcer for WWE for many, many years. Fantastic. Just a fantastic announcer and an improvist. I doesn't get the credit, of course, for that being in the industry. But anytime I'm talking about wrestling, I like to start mentioning that more and more. I don't think we've touched on that enough when it comes to wrestling and the uniqueness of that and what it takes to be able to be a great wrestler. Doesn't just come down to being able to pile drive somebody or something.
Well, somebody's got to announce it.
Yeah, and they don't have scripts.
No.
So they get like 5-10 seconds beforehand sometimes. Otherwise, they do practice and plan some of these things out. But the what they're saying is not planned. And
right. Because the wrestling is choreographed.
Yeah. Mean Gene's got one of the tougher gigs to me. He did, and announcers do, where you're interviewing. They don't do this really anymore, but they'd be backstage, and they would interview the wrestlers. And Mean Gene would interview Junkyard Dog or you know, Tito Santana or Jimmy the Superfly Snuka or some of these guys, and they would just, you know, act crazy or whatever, and Mean Gene would have to balance off of that and play off it, and he just always it always seemed like he was in control, like he always had even with the wildness and insanity of all that was going on and everything. This is really good, really good at what he did.
He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2006 by Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that's cool. You can't have a Hall of Fame if Mean Gene's not in it. You can't. I love that his nickname was Mean Gene, too, because he seems like one of the nicest people ever.
Yeah, he seems pretty jolly looking. Yeah,
he was. I don't ever remember him being mean, not one time. I think he got stirred.
But he's in wrestling, he's got to have some kind of
gotta
something.
Got to have that name. I think he's been, I think I can remember him a couple times being pretty stern. So stern Gene just doesn't sound the same.
It doesn't roll off the tongue the same.
Nah, not the same. We want to, again, wish a very happy birthday to Wendy Barnett. Happy birthday, Wendy.
Yeah, happy birthday, Wendy.
I want to say a very happy birthday to Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Talk to you later. The catnip's in the mail.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Toby Johnson.
Happy birthday, Toby.
And happy birthday to our qualifier, Kaylin Mickey.
Happy birthday, Kaylin.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. And everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, even if you didn't get it to us, we encourage you to have a great day, enjoy, and celebrate with our great friends over at Misty's Menu.
Yeah.
They're open right now, open till 2, 6 to 2, 6 days a week. They will be closed tomorrow, but they'll be back open on Thursday. So bring your birthday or anniversary or your fun over to Misty's on Thursday, and they'll meet you at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Big thank you to our friends over at Misty's Menu.
Yeah, get over and get some O'Brien's pie while you still can.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we're gonna get into that announcement that Misty's made tomorrow, and we'll touch on that at least a couple times before the end of the year.
All right, you
can get that update right away and find out more about Misty's following along on their Facebook page. Encourage you to do so. Time now for some state and local news. We'll come back and have some more fun talking Christmas cookies. Coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Quick Trip is expanding operations and plans to hire 500 more people in Wisconsin by 2027. The La Crosse-based chain of convenience stores plans to invest $151 million of its own money and $15 million worth of help from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Among other things, the new investment focuses on expanding Quick Trip's dairy, commissary, and bakery facilities. Wisconsin is getting $5.2 million in grant money to improve transportation access for seniors and people with disabilities. Governor Evers says they'll get more help in getting a ride to and from work, the grocery store, and doctor's appointments. The governor says the program has helped pay for more than 2,000 vehicles since the mid-1970s. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. COVID-19 cases are steadily increasing, and people are ending up in the emergency room for treatment. If you're at higher risk of complications from COVID-19, DHS officials say don't wait. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is continuing free telehealth options through April to connect people with care from the comfort of their own homes. Antiviral treatments must be taken within 5 days of symptoms starting. You can access the services through the internet or a telephone. The treatment is not a substitute for vaccination, which can prevent serious illness, hospitalization, and death. Auditions are announced for the next production at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams will be the winter production this year.
Auditions for Two Men and Two Women will take place on January 2nd and 3rd at 6:30 at the theater. Performance dates will be March 1st through the 9th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
One. Hurdy throws over the middle. Picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure. Down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Touchdown. Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
Badgers.
The Tigers.
Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Partly cloudy and just a little breezy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 20, gusting to 25 at times. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 22 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy, 38 by Thursday. Mostly cloudy, 39 with some rain Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
Oh, this is it?
This is it.
Whoops.
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
to
listeners.
To all our listeners.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. Made it to the 19th. Not bad.
All
better
right.
than most. Better than most. I don't know. Do we decide if that counts or not, if it comes up on the bumpers? I'm not sure. I think it does.
It's random.
It's random. It's
according
count.
To Seth's rules, it's yep. it counts.
well, we've been whammed. Sorry. We apologize, everybody. But if you like the song, then we don't apologize at all. I mean, you probably enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
Let's talk a little. Let's continue the Christmas conversation here. Let's talk Christmas cookies. First up,
okay.
Want to send a shout out to the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, sent this over to us a little while ago. Mammoth University does this poll every year of America's favorite Christmas cookies.
Okay.
And we're going to start at number five here. At number five, chocolate at 4%.
Chocolate.
Just chocolate.
Just
chocolate cookies.
Just chocolate.
Yep, just straight up chocolate cookies. Peanut butter came in next.
All right.
Snickerdoodles at number three.
Yeah. Snickerdoodles are pretty good. Yep. I can't say it, but they're good.
Can you not say snickerdoodles?
I didn't just then. Snickerdoodles.
There we go. Look, every segment I say a word wrong, so I'm not at all picking on you.
I know. I'm just joining you, James.
Yeah, well, thanks for making me not feel so alone. I appreciate that. Yeah, let's see here. A snickerdoodle, then chocolate chip. So chocolate and chocolate chip in two different categories here.
Yeah, well, they're different.
Gingerbread cookies coming in next at in the number two spot.
Okay.
A little. I would have thought snickerdoodle would have been ahead of gingerbread. Okay. And at number one.
It's Christmas time, though.
Yeah, yeah. Frosted sugar cookies. Number one.
That's my number one.
Yeah? All right.
Mm. Actually, James, I just pulled out during one of the breaks here. I was in the kitchen making my second cup of coffee, and I pulled out my mom's cookbook to look for her white Christmas sugar cookie recipe because I really want to make those. Oh, I might make them today. I don't know.
That's a good idea. I like that. That's a very good idea. Just some other Christmas stats here for you. There are certainly Americans are being a little more careful with their wallet this year. At least that's what they're telling us. At the same time, they're not slowing down on holiday activities. Christmas music is at one of our highs. 76% of people listening to Christmas music, decorating their homes. 75% of Americans doing that. Christmas candy and cookies, 69%. But maybe my favorite stat, more than 4 in 10, 43% will also say that they will volunteer this Christmas, this season.
That's wonderful.
It's good to hear. It's very good to hear. And in fact, that number has been pretty consistent over the years. So that's nice to see as well.
Yeah. And if you have a limited amount of time, consider donating blood, because that is something that is very needed this time of year. And there's a blood drive going on today at the East Junior High School.
We're going to talk more about that in our good story of the day. Be listening for that. We will get you the details. That is a great opportunity to be a hero right there. Melissa, I wanted to kind of extend the segment a little bit here, and was encouraging listeners 424-2600 to call up, let us know your favorite Christmas cookies, or what is your favorite maybe to bake? What's your favorite cookie to make? That might be an interesting question as well. But I did think that it'd be kind of fun to look at a little history of the Christmas cookie or cookies in general.
Okay.
I never really did this. I've never done like kind of a deep dive on this subject. Culinary historians say cookies as we know them today were first made not to eat, but to test the temperature of an oven.
Okay.
Cooks would take a small piece of, quote, cookie or batter and bake it to see whether the oven was ready or not.
That makes sense.
I'm really glad that we didn't have the greatest of ovens. and we had to do
the
this.
The cookie was born.
What happens if we had these amazing ovens that we never had to do this with? We might not come across the cookie. And I don't even know if I'd be here without cookies. At least a quarter of my body weight is cookie. At least.
Yeah, that marinara.
Mm-hmm. Families were so true. I can't even fight her on that one. You're so right. Families were not leaving cookies and milk out for Santa Claus until the 1930s.
Okay.
The Great
Depression. See that?
Yeah, I guess that
sugar was not cheap.
Yeah, yeah. The Great Depression is the main reason why we leave treats out for Santa. Parents encouraged children to share and be charitable during a tough economic depression. 90 years later, or 100 years later, really, we're still doing this.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
It's one of the main, you know, for me at least, one of the main wonderful things about this time of year is the sense of giving, doing for others, volunteering, all the things that make Christmas wonderful.
It is the heart of Christmas. It's the essence of it. And it's one thing to do that when things are good. It's another to do it at arguably the most one of the hardest, if not the hardest time our country's ever had. It's certainly one of them. That what was brought of that, what was born out of that, is this.
Yeah,
man,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, we need to celebrate that more. That's pretty darn cool.
But you have to admit, I mean, if Santa didn't finish all the cookies, you know, this was kind of probably just the parents' side idea of, well, you know, Santa's probably not going to eat them all. There's going to be some left for us.
I think you're right. and I actually wish I would have thought of that.
You're welcome.
We can thank Queen Elizabeth I for cute little gingerbread people.
Oh, really?
She invented gingerbread men.
Interesting.
One day, she requested that her royal bakers created gingerbread cookies shaped like visiting dignitaries so that she can honor them. Oh. And I want it noted that I said dignitaries right, okay? I want it,
good job. well done.
That's another story. That's fantastic. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I never knew that. That is pretty cool.
And we still make them.
Yeah, right? And for fun, 300 million cookies. That's how many cookies Santa Claus eats on Christmas Eve.
Oofta.
Santa visits...
No wonder he's rather rotund.
Yeah, Santa doesn't start out like that. He starts out looking like me. By the end of the trip is when he got the belly. Santa visits over 500 million homes where he encounters about a billion cookies.
Oofta.
He is pretty much eating over 336 million cookies. That's a lot of cookies. That is a pretty cool stat, though, when you think about it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get tired of it. I wouldn't get tired of cookies, I'll tell you that. There's different
especially
ones
not
at every
homemade
place.
Ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's different ones everywhere, man. You gotta. I would love to, if we could finally get him in for an interview, Santa, love to ask him what his favorite cookie is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking something with something that doesn't get like. We would think usually like sugar cookies and things like that, but I'm thinking that Santa doesn't want stuff that's going to get all over his jacket, especially if he's eating 300 million of these. I'm thinking of plain cookies, maybe, or something that doesn't, you know, make as many crumbs or something.
You're wrong, James.
Yeah? Yeah.
Mm. It's chocolate chip.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's got to be chocolate
chip. I guarantee
it. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on this. Yes, yes. I think you're right about that one. Yep, that's got to be it. We will get to some commercials. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the easiest way to find cheap flights anywhere. Talking about that when we come back on The Morning Show, WFHR.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Partly cloudy and just a little breezy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 20, gusting to 25 at times. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 22 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy, 38 by Thursday. Mostly cloudy, 39 with some rain Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Got good stuff lined up for you now until 10 o'clock. We're going to be talking to Bill Loos from FRM. Bill's going to join us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to talking a little Friends of Rapids music with Bill.
Yeah. celebrate our local musicians.
We're also going to have to get this hint out there to people, Melissa, because this mischievous merchant Merlin elf is still out there.
Yeah. He's still making ruckus in the quality foods.
Yeah, yeah. Today and Friday, we got hints for you, and these will be the last days. This will wrap up the fun that we've been having with our friends at Quality Foods with the On the Shelves at Quality Foods IGA.
That's great.
We tell you a hint. You go ahead and run over to Quality Foods IGA and find this elf. You take a picture of him and put it on our Facebook pages with the hashtag WRQualityFoods. We will collect those submissions, and then on the 21st, we're going to draw a winner, and then they are going to win a holiday ham celebration basket.
Nice.
So
yeah, that's only a couple days away.
Yeah, on Thursday.
Thursday? Man, that got here fast.
Yeah. Yeah, that really did. Okay. So we'll go ahead and get that hint out to you in a little bit, everybody. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. For now, Melissa, let's go ahead and dive into something else here, like flying. Now, I imagine that if
are we flying?
No, unfortunately not. But I wouldn't mind. I miss flying. I love flying. Do you like flying?
I do. I like flying. It's exciting. Yeah. I mean, every time you take off, it's like,
yeah,
but it's fun.
I enjoy it myself. I imagine that most people right now, if they are going to be flying for the holidays, probably already have their tickets. But maybe you are looking for something to do for, coming up in the new year or for spring or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, we got a good hack if you are looking for a chance to break away, looking for a vacation.
Okay.
Some woman's TikTok video was blowing up after she realized there's an easy way to find the cheapest plane ticket possible. The key is to you have to be very flexible about your destination. I mean, come on.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Go to Google Flights. Enter the dates you want to fly and the airport you want to fly out of. Then for your destination, just type the word anywhere.
Okay.
A map of the world pops up with ticket prices for every major city on Earth. You can dial it in by price, too, so it only shows flights that fit your budget.
Okay.
If you click the calendar to change your dates, there's also a flexible dates option that shows the cheapest flights for specific months or any time in the next 6 months.
I mean, that is cool if you don't care where you're going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that I can't be the only person. I'm sure lots of people have thought before, man, I would love to have the time, money, resources, go to O'Hare. To me, it's always been O'Hare. Go to O'Hare Airport and just, look at the tellings, look at the calling numbers and everything and see, you know what? I'm going to Zimbabwe. That's where I'm going. I'm going to New Zealand. I'm going, something like that. And just
with
go.
Zero plans.
Yes.
Just a packed bag. Off you go.
100%.
That's a complete fantasy.
It is a complete fantasy. It is never going to happen. But it's something I've daydreamed about since I was a little kid. I think that's such an awesome idea.
It is really cool. I would just have a lot of anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You ain't
to
alone.
Not plan anything and land somewhere far, far away. Like, I could do that if I was going to, I don't know, Arizona or Oregon or Maine, but another country?
Another country would be a bit of a big jump. And I talk a good game, but anybody that knows me is laughing right now because I'm such a planner, and I can't do two things without go 2 moments without planning something or anything. So but I did want to try this. I went to Google Flights, and we're flying out of Wausau for this particular test.
Perfect.
And I'm clicking anywhere, and let's see where it sends us.
Probably going to send you to Florida.
Chicago comes up right away as the cheapest flight, then Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York. Boston isn't too bad. Interesting. I'm not seeing that the cheapest of flights here, but then again, I probably haven't looked at how much plane tickets cost in a while, so yeah. But when I start seeing $1,000 plane tickets, I'm done.
That's a lot. Unless you're flying to New Zealand,
right?
I can say paying or Hawaii.
Yeah, you know, something like
that. If it's an 18-hour flight, I can see spending $1,000 on it.
Then I could. Yes, definitely. Yeah. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about. I got other random facts I wanted to get to. Some last Christmas stats. Just a couple, a handful more. Good. We'll touch on those and we'll have some more fun. And we got to find this merchant elf, everybody. Keep on listening. Might have that hint for you coming up. The morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what? In regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County Municipal Accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Partly sunny skies today with a touch warmer temperatures. Highs will climb to the low 30s, but those winds are still feisty. Now they're out of the southwest, whipping up to 25 miles per hour. While it's creating crisp wind chills early, this wind is actually helping rise our temperatures. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Joy to the world.
Welcome back, everybody.
To the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King.
Melissa and James here with you. Got some Christmas jams playing us in.
Pentatonics.
We hope you're having a great day out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday. It's nice out there today. The temperature ain't that nice, but it's looking nice. It's looking all right.
It looks pretty.
Looks good from here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some more music conversation to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Bill Lois is going to join us from Friends of Rapids Music. We will have Bill with us to talk a little FRM and get you an update on what's going on with our friends at Rapids Music. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Right now, I want to get into a handful of Christmas stats. Just kind of got left over here. Wanted to make sure we got to. This is interesting. 35% of people say coming up with gift ideas is the most stressful part of the holidays.
It can be.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. It's actually a fair percentage, I would think, for something like that.
It depends, I guess, on you know, who you're buying for. If they're people you don't spend a lot of time with, I'd say that's more stressful because you just don't know.
Yeah. 28% say it's the crowds, and 20% say it's finding good deals.
Also important things.
I think knowing if something is a deal too. I got two daughters, and I shop for them at places that I normally would not shop for myself. I found
therefore you're not familiar with the prices.
Yes, I have found I have no idea what a t-shirt for a young woman costs. I have no idea. I'm done.
And then we've also talk about this more on Black Friday of, is this actually a deal?
Right.
Or did they just put a on sale now and put the same price on it?
Yeah. But so as far as a deal, it seems like everybody has sales and deals right now. But if it's an actual deal, it's a little bit tougher to figure out sometimes.
Well, and then to have to do your research to be watching the prices over the course of the year.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yes. Yeah. 23% of people are planning to make a holiday purchase based on social media. It's unclear if that if that's taking the bait on ads, influencers, or just copying family and friends.
Okay. That's where I go for my shopping tips.
Yeah, I would not have thought of that one. I don't know. I that's a high percentage to me of 23%, but
or is it looking through social media for things that your friends and family have either talked about or liked or commented on? ideas for purchases?
I could see that. I could also see, I want to get them this. Do they have this? Oh, they got it. I see it on their Instagram. I see, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. That seems like a good idea, too, though, to be able to plan these things out. Yeah, I will say, though, I'm not going to pick on this too much, though, because this has always been the case. We've always been keeping up with the Joneses and that kind of thing.
Yeah, Timmy has Nikes. I want some.
Right. Yeah, it's not that different. It's just a influencers and this kind of stuff is just a modern equivalent of that, really. And 53% of people say that they won't let inflation affect their charitable giving.
Oh, that's good.
That's over half. That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
The other 47% admitted that they might have to make cuts, but they are still making charitable donations.
That's good.
Tying that in with our stat from the last segment as far as people willing going out and volunteering. I think those are all really cool, important stats right there. Those are really interesting.
Absolutely.
And I hope, I know for me, I didn't fill out this survey, so I read something like that, and I immediately think, okay, what have I done this month, or what am I going to be doing this holiday season to give back, to put back? I don't think of these things as charity. I think of it as investments. And that's just my silly brain. I don't expect others to do that or anything. But
I think it's a better way to think of it because it's an investment in the future of our communities, of society in general.
And some of this may even be a little bit of my own background, a backstory. I'm used to. I know what it's like to see my mom or dad have to accept something with their head down and their dignity taken. And charity often comes up in that word and with those things. And not to say that it should. If you're receiving charitable goods, there is nothing to hang your head about that. There is nothing to feel bad about.
There's no reason to be ashamed.
But when you hear somebody is investing, that sounds a little bit more. There's a little more weight to it. It carries a little bit of a different, interpretation in our brains. I think that there's just something a little bit more to that, to encouraging others to do. So I encourage others to invest in their community wherever you live and find out more ways to help.
Well, you hit on a really important point there, James, that I think gets overlooked now and then is words matter. Yeah. And the way that we say things, the way we frame things matter to our brains.
Yeah, yeah. Can we please, in 2024, can we at least agree that words mean what the dictionary says they do?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Can we just get back to that at least? I'll settle for that. I'm done expecting grown adults to act like adults. I'm done with that one. That one, I feel like the bar's too high
up
when
on
it comes
that?
To that. Yeah, just about. But if we could at least agree that when you see something that is actual science or that is actual fact, that is a true fact. And little things mean what they, the definitions of things actually mean what we say they do, that they have for hundreds and hundreds of years, that only in the last couple of years have we decided, that doesn't mean what it used to be. That doesn't mean what it means anymore. Get back to that. That'd be great.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I don't mean to ask so much of the audience, but if I could just ask for one more thing, could you please help Melissa and I? This mischievous merchant Merlin Elf has been bugging our friends over Quality Foods IGA, knocking down cookies and things like that.
Causing havoc in the aisles.
And we got to catch this guy. All right, we got to catch him.
Yeah, and we need your help.
Yep, we're going to give you a hint to help you do that. You take that hint and you track him down over at Quality Foods IGA, take a picture of the guy on the shelf, and post it on our Facebook pages, either WFHR, WIRI, with the hashtag WRQualityFoods. We will collect these submissions, and then we will announce the winner and give you that winner a holiday ham celebration basket.
Ooh, ham in a basket. And I'll bet you that's not the only thing.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot more in there, I bet you. You're right, yeah. Our friends at Quality Foods do an amazing job. If you have holiday needs, get on over to Quality Foods, and be sure to check out their deli and their great donuts.
And their
over
donuts.
There. Yes, yes. So here
James is a little partial to the donuts.
A little bit. Here is your hint, everybody. A spirited elf with a twinkle in his eye has turned the cold cases into a festive culinary workshop.
Ooh. Cold cases.
A spirited elf with a twinkle in his eye has turned the cold cases into a festive culinary workshop.
I bet I know where that is.
I think that was a pretty good one.
That's a good one.
It doesn't give it away, but it's also not too hard.
It's not completely hard. I mean, there's a lot of cold cases, but there's a couple other hints in there that can lead you to where that mischievous elf is.
Real quick, Melissa, have you ever had to write riddles or anything like that?
Infrequently, but not often, no.
We had to do it at Second City as one of our projects in improv, and oh my God. I'm horrible at that. I'm really, really bad at that. I am not good at that one.
It takes a certain thought process for sure.
Really does.
Congrats to whoever wrote that.
Yes. We appreciate our writers of these. And one more time for everybody. A spirited elf with a twinkle in his eye has turned the cold cases into a festive culinary workshop.
Take that picture, post it on our Facebook page with the hashtag WRQualityFoods, right?
Yep, you got it.
WRQualityFoods.
Get your chance to win this holiday ham celebration basket from our wonderful friends at Quality Foods IGA. Visit them. They're right over in West Grand. We'll meet you over there, everybody.
Yeah, head over there to get some donuts or maybe pick up lunch from the deli.
Good ideas. I'm going to go do that during the break. We'll be... no, probably not. But we will.